I was going over the perfect Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.
Hello!
Hi there!
And welcome back to our series on Ireland. Today we will focus on the specificities of Irish music and dance, which you surely don't know well.
First, let's have a look at the Irish traditional music, also called folk music of Ireland.
Irish music is characterized by the use of special instruments of Celtic origins, such as the bodhrán, a large drum made of animal skin.
There is also a variety of Éolian pipes and a fiddle, which has a unique playing sound and style, which characterizes the Irish traditional music.
In general, the lyrics are about women and alcohol, or emigrating or sea voyages. Some of them lament the death of a woman, for instance. But there are many other topics.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York.
Most of the songs come from the countryside and the older oral tradition. That's why, sometimes, you don't understand what they say.
Ah, yes, that's right. This music style had many revivals. One was at the turn of the 20th century, when there was a renewal interest for the Irish traditional culture, so also for the music.
Another was in the 1960s and 70s. This is when numerous bands such as the Dubliners, founded in 1962, became famous with their lively Irish folk songs, their traditional street ballads and instrumentals.
Well, in a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade of his bound. Many an hour sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town.
By the way, they often perform politically tinged songs, such as Free the People, which talks about the people who are oppressed by too many rules.
There was also the Celtic punk band, the Pogues, formed in 1982, and founded by Shane McGowan. They also had messages in their songs and used traditional instruments like the tin whistle and the accordion.
I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl.
Another aspect which is interesting to talk about is the pace of the music, which is very fast and lively.
Irish music is meant for dancing. The upbeat tempos compel you to dance a jig, to clap your hands.
Yeah.
You know.
It makes good mood, and the music is also about joining and having the craic.
Yeah, woohoo!
The craic is actually an Irish word for fun and enjoyment. What a chirpy spirit!
That's right. This leads us to tell you a bit about the Irish traditional dancers who dance on Irish traditional music. Sounds a bit like it's all very Irish and traditional.
Indeed.
So, these dancers wear special shoes with an especially hard sole to make extra loud noise as they stamp with their feet.
Actually, they also kick their legs up a lot. As we attended a show, we noticed that the dancers don't use a lot their arms and the upper part of the body stands straight while the legs thrash about. So it looks a bit funny sometimes. The dances are also practiced at weddings.
We found that it looks overwhelming when big groups dance and are synchronized, you know, but at the same time it looks a bit mechanical.
Yes, a little. Now, regarding the evolution in the present, we know there are contemporary troupes such as Riverdance, a famous Irish dance company, who try to preserve the traditions by integrating them into modern shows.
As we have seen a Facebook institution, social dances in Ireland still borrow a lot from the traditional dances.
Nowadays, going to pubs to listen to Irish traditional music has become popular worldwide. All the Irish don't listen to it every day. Most still value a lot this musical heritage.
So, thank you for your attention. We hope you now better know the Irish culture and see you next time.
Bye.
Bye bye.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.
No, that was a joke.